We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Chesam and Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, going back to people who say the giving of the nation, what they have to give exactly when they don't specify what they are saying. Zok the Mishnah. Shar ze oila. He says the Maisa, in this case, he's very specific. He said, this shar in front of me, it's going to be an oila. So when you say ze oila, it's actually not a neder, it's called an adava, which means there's no responsibility. When I say I raise a lie oila, you got to bring oila no matter what. Here he didn't say oila. He said, this shar, you see this shar? I want to give this to oila. When it's tov, he got a mum. Now what do you do now? Got a mum. So the halach is that it has a kedusha because I made it into oila, but I'm not responsible for bringing another oila. So now we have here a balmum, and now the money is kedusha, has kedusha. So v'nistarav, they got a mum. So imrat, so you can take that money over the shtayim. You can bring two shvarim, as long as the money is used up for kachim, it's kevaldik. You know, there's no like kabbalah. I was in kabbalah one shar oila. I said zarzet oila. Now I turned that money into two. It's fine. Shnei shvarim elu oila. If you specify two shvarim, that these two should be oila. V'nistarav, they got mumin. Rotsa Yavid May Mechat, give me one. Again, the same Vart, because there's no responsibility here. All you have to do is use that money for Kachin. V'Rebbe Oyser. Rebbe Oyser, it's only Lechatchila. Like Rashi points out, the bottom of the Amid. Rebbe Oyser Lechatchila, I'm Hevi Yotso, the Kim in the Amazah, in the Chayab Achayusa. But he holds Lechatchila as Oyser. To switch. Either way, both cases. Both cases. No. The challenge is you took the money now and you bought. You didn't buy the same thing that you had. You had one shar, you bought two. Or you had two and bought one. Both cases are asa. So maybe you were tying it that if I took one and bought two, why should it be a problem? It's better. But he argues on both cases. We'll see in the Gemara. Gemara first thinks he's only asking the second case, where there, he took two and made it into one. That's maybe where he's arguing, but he argues on both. Like we'll see in the next case of the Gemara. This is all, the next case of the Mishnah, which the Gemara will point this out. But Rebbe Yis, Ayel's the Oilam. He says, this isle, this ram, is an oil of an estav, and it got a mum. If you find expensive keves, you can buy a keves, which is going down, it's demoting it. Keves that oil of an estav, which is making it up, you can do that way also. But Rebbe says also. So you see, Rebbe asks, even when you're making it better, you have to do what you said. That's Rebbe saying, Chathchila, you have to do what you said. And the reason is, the reason why it's a gzeira, otto a case, where you said, harei a lie, and there you have to do the right thing. By rei alai, if you say rei alai oila, you're not bring two oilas. And that even the rabbanim agree, actually, that you always have to do what you say. There's a shaila, katam hevi gadol of the yotza, but everyone agrees you have to do what you say. But here, there's no responsibility. But right. You're not supposed to. 100% not. But saying rei alai, the loch is, if I say rei alai oila and I bring two, I say rei alai two oilas and bring one, you're not yotza. Rebbe says, even in this case, where he has no responsibility whatsoever, what? What? Because he said a real life, let's say, b'mana. He said a real life, oil of a mana, and bring two. What? Yeah, that's that type of case. So now, it's very confusing, these cases. So now, if you allow such a case here, so then, if you're real life, mana, bring oil of mana, bring two, you're not yaitza. Now here, you're gonna say this is good, you're gonna say, oh, look, I could do it. So that's what Rebbe says, also lechatchila, even though here it's zeh. Most people, not as big time, know the difference in zeh and a lie. They don't know. So here, therefore, he says, also lechatchila. Not b'diava, lechatchila, it's also. So to Gemara on top on base now. A lot of the Gemara we just explained. So to Gemara. So it says over here in the Resha that if you say, shor zeh oila, and you bring two, it's fine. Great thing, Mara Kasha, of Amit Resha, Shar Bemana, Hevi Shnayim Bemana, Lo Yotza. Mara holds a good Kasha. That I said, Mara says, it shouldn't be Yotza. I have to say, Shar Bemana, I brought two, and not Yotza. And for the Gemara, Shar Zev and the Star of Shani, like we spoke out a few times now in the Mishnah, Shar Zev and the Star of Shani, it's different. Since he said Zev, therefore there's no responsibility. Since there's no responsibility, whatever I bring is fine, as long as I use that money for Kachim. So the Mara's kasha was that Shemamish be that case that you're not Yotza. Mara says, no, here it's Shar Zeh Oila. Minestav, and therefore, it's different, shiny. Vaiter explaining the Mishnah. Shnei Shvarim Elu Oila. I said, these two are Oila, Minestav, we got a mum. Rotz Yavid Meim Echad, Rebbe Yoser. If you want, you could bring one. And Rebbe says, it's no good. So maybe we thought it's only the second case where it's Shnayim and brought one, you demoted it, that's what's awesome. My time, Shandavli Gold of Heavy Cotton. It's Gold of Heavy Cotton. Avavada means Exera Otto Gold of Heavy Cotton, because here again, it's not a lie. But he holds it's Exera Otto that. My time up. Mishum da'avli gavle v'gotten. Va'ava gavden estoy. If you know what, got a mum, l'chatchil lo yishari Rebbe. Rebbe's not matter l'chatchil because you get mixed up with that case. Freit the Gemara, v'lifleg nami b'reisha. He should argue in the reisha also because Rebbe holds even cotton v'avi gavdol is no good. So even by when we had Shar Zerla in turn two, also it's no good. So let him argue in the reisha also because in a case of a lie, that would be awesome. Well, Rebbe, you're right. Rebbe, I cool and milsa polik. But not the little one on the mask of Messiah of Hod the Mafagla. He really argues on everything. He just waited until he finishes his line, the Rabban of his line, then he argues. Teida, I bring a raya. Because in the second case of the Mishnah, it's Takazoi. The Tani, Ailza Oila, Venestoev, Rotzi Yavim Dom of Keves. That's a case where you're going down a step. The next case of the Mishnah was Keves Oila, Venestoev, Rotzi Yavim Dom of Ail. You let it go up a step. But Rebbe Yosef, see, even go up a step, Rebbe Yosef. Shema Mino, that he asks on both cases, like his shita. His shita is by, when you say a lie, you have to do exactly what you said. And even if you go up a step, it's still no good. Therefore, it's a gzeira, even by zeh. Something more about it. Boy, lehu, memino, lemina, mai. Shaila is, when I say shor zeh oila, and I got a mum, could I bring two elim, which is not the same min? Could I bring two elim? That's a child. My. Toshima. But you could have arrived from the Sefer of the Mishnah, where there it says that if you said Ayel Zeoila, you bring a canvas, it works. But the Mark could have arrived from there. Aboilu, Mina, Mina, my. Toshima. Shar Zeoila, Venestoev, Lo Yavi, Redom of Ayel, Avamevi, Redom of Bez Elim. My was this type of case where Shar Zeoila, I made a mistake. I made the same mistake when I was learning it. The Sefer of the Mishnah is not a riot to the Shiloh. Why? Because the same min. Island canvas are the same min. There's bigger and smaller. Mistake. If it was the same min, it's the same min. So what the Shiloh is, you let change the min. A Shar and an Isle are not the same family. Shar is in the cattle family, and the Isle is from the unknown English family. I don't know what to call it, but Tzoyim, the Tzoyim family. The Elim is in the Lashon HaTorah is, it's from the Tzoyim family, the Elim, not from the cattle family, not from the Bucca family. So mina lamina mai, that's shah, toshva. Shar za oilov in his toiv, loyovi bedomba of ayl. If shar, he says shar za oilov, and he got a mum, you can't bring with that money an ayl. Avil maybe don't base ayl, you can't bring an ayl because it's smaller. But avil maybe bedomba of base ayl, you can bring two ayl. So it's mashma, you can change them in, but you have to bring two, but you can change them in. But Rebbe oyser, why? Lefisha ain't bila. Rebbe oyser, we have a new reason here, lefisha ain't bila, which means like this. That if you would bring one carbon instead of the shar, that's the same value, then I would chap that you're bringing it from the same thing and it's fine. It's zeh and I'm replacing it, it's gevalu. But since I'm bringing two, so the person sees you're bringing two minchas to sachems. It's not one carbon, it's two now. And since he brings two minchas to sachems, so he thinks it's a different carbon, and he doesn't chap that you're replacing the first one, and he sees you're not Mekayim, you're not that. Rashi explains, Lefisha ain't bilo, shetarach lovi imam shnei menachas v'shtei kelim, v'yoch la'arva m'kliyachot. V'hilkoch, loy mechzi ki yahu de nidra. It doesn't look like a nidra. The noda midi de ba m'chasa b'kliyachot. V'komaisi, you're bringing him shnei kelim. And this is the reason of Rebbe. It's different than our Mishnah's reason. Because this reason is master. V'etzem, I could change what my words are. I'm not making an example, but ain't bilo already, that looks like a problem. We'll get back to that in a second. But what do you see? Shema minah from this Mishnah, from this Brisa rather, it's a Zefta, Shema minah that you could change from min to min. You could change from shor to aisle. Right, well, that's a very bottom. For Rebbe, you can't change anything. And grab that sounds like it could change just only by two you can. Okay, but let's handle the bottom first anyway, because that's tomorrow's kasha. Shema minah. So, very well, post to kasha. Ihachi. Ma'ir trif filchad nami. Why can't I bring an aisle the worth of a shar? Just like we said, aisle and a keves, you can bring less. If you're a bottom, you can as long as you use that money, it's fine. Why is it dafka to elim? Rabban always hold in our Mishnah, you can do whatever you want. So what's going on over here? Yochi, ma'ir trif filchad nami davistov rabban and lishoilu bechad lekatan. Makes no difference. So tomorrow you're right. Treit tenoyo leave rabban. This etzem is mechalikus on our Mishnah. This tesefta is not like our Mishnah. This tesefta holds. Yeah, you can bring one aisle instead of a shar, which is not like our Mishnah. But Lamaisa, you do see it could be a different min. Rebbe Oyser, go back to this price that the Sefta says, Fisha Embila. Time of the Embila, Yesh Bila, if you want Mincha, Shari. But Tanan, our Mishnah is not like that. Ayel is the oil of Mishnah. Rots is the oil of Keves. Keves is the oil of Mishnah. You don't know about Ayel, but Rabbi Yisr. So you see, Rabbi Aser is even my one replacement. So I'll take a mark. Tre Tanoi, Aliba de Rabbi. It's my Chlekis, Tu Tanoi, Aliba de Rabbi. The Brayta goes further, and it says, with the Hirim, which means a case, you have to say it means a case of Arei Alai, and it's a case of no Mum. So then, Egel, the heavy par, or Keves, heavy Ayel, Yotza. If you made up a Arei Alai Egel and you brought a par, which is much bigger, or Keves, heavy Ayel, which is much bigger, Yotza. This price is a stomach or a banan that caught on the heavy God oil is Yotza. Said in the Mishnah, Rotza Yavi Bedomov, you could bring with the money two Shvarim. If you say Shar Zet Alai, you got a Mum, I can use that money and buy two Shvarim. Omar of Nashavaz Vidim Rav, Loishon Wild Omar Shar Zet Oila. Aval Omar Shar Zet Alai Oila, Shar Zet. You put in the word Alai, Oila, Hukva. Then I have to bring another Shar. There's a Chrayas on it, and I can't bring two. I have to bring one. Freit the Gemara, Vadim Alai Lahaviyakama. Why is Alai considered like a nether? It still says Shar Zet. And Alai Oila means I'll bring this Shar, I'll bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's not a raya that there's a nether happening over here, a raya lie happening over here. Eli itma hachi itma. Omer Rav Nashav Azvid, Omer Rav, lo yishon weld omer shor ze oyla. That the whole halacha of our Mishnah, that you're not responsible for shor ze oyla. Inami omer shor ze oyla alai. Shor ze alai oyla. All those cases are taka only shor ze. It's not a nether. Ava omer, two things. Omer shor ze vid omer alai. And its value a lie, oila, then hukva. Because then he said two things. First of all, he said shar zeh. And he said, v'dava lie. What you mean to say is, and if this doesn't work out, I'll take that money and bring it to oila. So then hukva, then it becomes on a harei a lie as well. So there's two parts there. Shar zeh and v'a lie. That's why, v'dava of a lie, that's why you have to bring, you are responsible to bring your oila. Huh? You're not. The only shar is that. You're not responsible if it gets a mum. You're not responsible. There's no responsibility, personal responsibility. This thing became hektish. It's like being makdish a door. Makdish a horse, which is a behemoth tamei. There's no harei alai there. It becomes hektish. Shar is that oila is basically saying this thing is hektish. But this thing is hektish. It's a different type of thing. Harei alai means it's my responsibility to bring oila. And then you have to bring oila for that money. You can't bring two oilas. You can't do anything else. You can't change it in any shape or form. The only nafkina will be is cut of heavy gold, that makes like a Rebbe and a Rabbanon. But everything else, it can't change.
The whole thing
in
the Mishnah, when it says,
not being
shechted as a carbon, it's not being an animal.
No, so again, no, if there's supposed to be carbon. It got a mum. Necessarily got a mum. A mum, you can't be makriv. Now you take that money has to be used for carbon. Has to be used for carbon. It's kushagof. Has to be used for carbon. The difference is I can use it for any type of carbon. If more comes out that it can be a different min, I can use it for any type of carbon. As long as it's brought for carbon, it's fine. I can even bring two elim. So that's the halacha. Yeah. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Ha'imer echad mekvasa hektish. He says, you know what? One of my kvasa, I have a whole herd of sheep. One of them is hektish. We didn't specify which. We have a big problem. We don't know which one's what. Ve'echad meshvara hektish. One of my oxen are hektish. He only has two. I said that he has a big flock. He has a pretty big flock. He has two. Hagadus v'em hektish. The bigger one is hektish. If it's shloisha, if it's three, beinish v'em hektish. You have to explain this. What's the difference? Beinish v'em hektish. Pirashti v'edem ma pirashti. He said, I specified one. I forgot what it was. Oish omali abba v'edem ma. My father told me to take one of them. I'm not sure which one. Hagadus v'em hektish. Then we assume it's the gadus v'em. We assume it's the biggest one because he brings stoma, since by hektish, you have to give him mifcha and derechem, he probably wasn't mekayim that halacha. So I'll take a mark. I'll explain this mishnah, it's a little hard. Alma, makdish, why you have a makdish? You see from the ratio that if it's two, hagodos v'em hektish, why? Because, why you have a makdish? Aim a seifa, benish v'em hektish, alma, makdish, why you raw makdish? Why is the benny? I said, why you have a makdish? Alma Shmuel, choshish in mafel benny. Taka, both of them are part of the chshash. Because the Beinni is better than the number three. Two is better than number three. So, what do you do? On Rechiah Barav, Mamtim Loi, you wait at your Yuma until it gets a Mum, until they both get a Mum, or rather the middle one gets a Mum. You wait till the middle one gets a Mum, and then you say like this, if this was the one that's supposed to go off, I'm being transferring on the big one. And if the big one was the one, then the big one was the one. So Marav Shach is good. Now, we are saying that here, even Beini is called Ein Yafa, because it's better than the little one. Shaila is said in the Mishnah that Pirashti, then you do the biggest one. So what in the world's pshat on that? So Rashi comes over here and tries to say some kind of pshat. Rashi, the first Rashi, says, Miu, Loikar of the Elchaminar. Like I said, Avahechadon Pirashti, Lekalos Fuke, the Vadigol Pirish. He doesn't explain why. It's not a sovereign, the Vadigol Pirish. What's the difference? Svasemis is very bobby. He doesn't understand pshat and pshat Rashi. Bye! When you say echad mekifsa hektish, that could be either the big, the best, or the middle. When you're parashti, it must have been the top one. Why? What's that? So Zohemis first says he doesn't know pshat. He doesn't know pshat at all. Then he says maybe pshat is like this. When you say the word echad, that already makes it waters it down already. See, one of the kfasa hektish, echad mekifsa hektish. You say the word echad, that maybe changes the equation. By parashti, that you didn't say the word echad. That's what he wants a taina, ayin chum. It's a little bit of a Tumul, exactly pshat. So it's more about Amar Nachman, Amar Avua. Lo yishon hold Amar Echad Mishvari Hekdash. This whole nidin that's either the best or the middle is you say Echad Mishvari Hekdash. This is like a little like the Svasemis. Ava Amar Shor Bishvari Hekdash. You say my Shor of my Shvarim. The Shor Hagos from Hekdash. Then for sure means Hagos. Why? Because two Rebbe Teroy Kama. I'm saying my shar of shars, my best act, my acts of acts, I'm giving to the hektish. That's where you say, if you say echad mishvarai, that means one of them. If you say shar mishvarai, then it's the best. So the Gemara is going to ask him a few places where you don't say that. Eini, v'omrav huna, b'rav chiyam, shmed ulo, imel chaveiro, a guy tells his friend, b'ay yisub esini meichaloch. I'm selling you a house for my houses. Ma'rei o aliyah, you can show him the upstairs. The upstairs is not the best part of a house. You can show him the upstairs. Lav mishum de griya. You see, baisa basically means the worst, not the best. So it's a kasha. I mean, we're a lawyer. No, it's not shver. Meulah shabatim. Echnami. When it says marei aliyah, doesn't mean the top floor. It means the best of my houses. That's what it means. Aliyah shabatim, the best. Taka means best. Like I said on Gemara. Meisvei shor b'shvari hekdesh v'chein shor shal hekdesh shenis arav ba'achirim. Hagodol shabem hektish, the biggest one's hektish. V'kulam yimachru tzarchi erlish v'demeim chulim. So here it says, smash, but everything is a suffix. If you say shor shvari hektish, or you say, or a shor shvari hektish is mixed up in all the other ones, so you have to assume, money-wise, that the gadol shabem is hektish. But all of them have a chshash hektish. Therefore, what you do is like this. You sell them all off, and you sell them for erlish. You don't sell them in a transfer way. A guy needs oila, you sell it to him. So this will be used for oila. The money is chulin. Why? Because in this whole pile of 100 animals, hektish only owns one. And he's giving him the most, the biggest one. So the rest of the money is chulin. But what you do see is, even though he said shar b'shvarai, still, everything is included in the suffix. So to Gemara, terguma shar shal hektish shar b'cherim. No, the whole din is only in the second half. Where the shor shag is mixed up. The attack, I don't know what's the best because punk the shor shag is mixed up. There, everything is in the suffix. What? Godol shebehem hektish.
In the second case.
In the second case. Godol shebehem means in the eder. Yeah, that's what it means. Aye, it says v'chein. It says v'chein. So shor v'shvari v'hektish. V'chein is compared to two. So, v'ha v'chein kamar. Tergum wa godol. It says just like shor v'shvari. I have to give the gadol, and that is sure. That's a vadai. Only the gadol is hektish. Same thing by shor shel hektish gets mixed up. The gadol shvem hektish means the gadol shvem goes to the hektish money, and the rest are sold to oilos and the meim chulim. It's not a gadol shvem, whatever's left, whatever's there. Gadol shvem, anyway, it means be'eder. It's going back in both cases anyway. That's not a new kasha. It's definitely going on in the second case also. Al kapana, we got out of this question. Shor v'shvari taka, only that one is hektish. Meisvei, another kasha. It says, Bayis v'beisini v'yichaloch v'nofal. And it fell. One of his houses fell. Ma'reo nofal. He tells, you know, the one you bought fell down. That's the one. Even though it's not the best, obviously. Eve b'avodah ini v'yichaloch. I'm telling you, Eve v'may avodim. The loch is, umeis, ma'reo umeis. I show him the dead one. V'reitig gemar v'amai, on top of kuf-tas and aleph, lechzi, hey, the shom change the gears to hey. Lechzi, hey da nafal, hey da meis. Show, wait a minute. See which one fell, which one died. If it's the best one, then that's his. If it's not the best, it's not his. Then we just say, bayis abesi or shar b'shvarei, it means the best. So here also, it means the best. It means the best. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara, no, it's not shvar. Lekech kamris, shani lekech, diad ba'al ashtar al tachtoina. Lekech is different. Why? Because the lekech is always the yad ha'tachtona. Why? Because the moicher is the muchzik, and therefore the lekeach is the not the muchzik. So by a suffik, you go baser the muchzik. And this way, you can say that. The first Gemara Aliyah, the upper floor, the Geriyah, that's the worst, the Yad Ba'al Shtar Lachtayna. We can say also there before we had a Kasha, it says, give it to Aliyah. So we had a Kasha, give it to Aliyah. The Chari says, Bags and Basi. So we're answering Ma'ula. We don't have to answer that. There is talking about Al-Kah and Yad Ba'al Shtar Lachtayna. Now, the Sfasem is very bothered by this Gemara. The whole Nidin of Yad Ba'al Shtar Lachtayna is only one is a Suffolk. If I tell you I'm giving you my best house, and then my worst house falls, I can tell you it's the worst house? Because Yad Ba'al Shtar Lachtayna? No, because I told you the best house. If Ba'al Shtar basically means the best house, what kind of shtickle Torah is this? Yad Ba'al Shtar Lachtayna? That's about Sfasem's Kasha. And it's a bumper Kasha. So the Mahalach basically is that one of the Mahalachim are is that Ba'al Shtar basically can mean two things. It means Miyuchad, Ba'al Shtar basically. Either it means the best or it means the worst, actually. Means something special about this bias. So by hekdish, by ayin yafa makdish. So if once we establish that bias basically means the best, so then by hekdish for sure means the best. Not best. Once we establish bias basically means miyuchad, so by hekdish means the best. And we thought of everywhere should be like that. Why should be the worst? But now once we establish yad ba'al shtar tachtayna, so there it could be miyuchad taka. You know, you say a bachar, this guy is an exceptional bachar. It could mean exceptional is a taka matsuyin, or exceptional means he's taka mashiga. It could be exceptional. So here also, you could say yad ba'al shtar tachtayna. What he meant is, yeah, it's exceptional. The thing is not even up. It's like it's not even it fell down. It was a deck of cards. So that's the vart of yad ba'al shtar tachtayna. So Sfasem explains the Gemara, Ayin Shom, and other Sfarim talk about the Shailo also, exactly how to teach this Gemara.